Zach Bernard, welcome to WBOI Presents.
It's always a pleasure, Ben. Thank you.
Let's start with an issue that means a lot to students, what it says in your degree or your diploma when you graduate. What's the latest from Purdue Fort Wayne?
Well, that's not going to change, and that was a pretty big event that took place earlier in October. It was said that Purdue was going to vote on a change to the diploma language, which would change it from saying Purdue University to Purdue University Fort Wayne. This led to a bit of a standoff between students and Chancellor Ron Elsenbaumer that lasted about an hour and 15 minutes before Ron Elsenbaumer came back after a phone call with Mitch Daniels to tell the students that nothing was actually going to change. It was a very, very compelling story watching students protest something and see it actually have an effect the way that it did in such a rapid time. You don't really see that too often, but nonetheless, it was a fun story to cover and it was an interesting thing to see. Any diplomas from this point forward will still say Purdue University unless something changes from here out.
City Council approved a lot of items in October. We've got the budget, electric works, and La Cabrera. Let's start with La Cabrera. Residents of the neighborhood now live within the city limits. How did we get here?
Well, it was a complicated process because the measure first came up for vote in the summertime, and at the time, council was led to believe that the city had enough signatures from the neighborhood residents to justify this. In the last minute, it turns out that 9 residents were ready to pull their signatures from that, which prevented the city from having the required 51% of signatories in order for that to be considered a voluntary annexation. And that's kind of where the weeds sort of came in for city council, whether it would be defined as a voluntary annexation, which would be the 51% of signatories, or perhaps more than that, or an involuntary annexation, which means city's going to go ahead and do it anyway, even though it didn't have the 51%. A couple of councilmen didn't really like the optics of that. Nonetheless, it still passed. So that's how we came to this point. But nonetheless, the 9 individuals who pulled out were concerned, among other issues, in part because of an increase to their property taxes.
And what's the latest on electric works?
Well, the Capital Improvement Board on Tuesday approved the funding for the electric works project, which that's basically it for the first phase. Once it got through city council, it had to get through the CIB. Because of election night and the staff, we couldn't be at their meeting. It was at 8 a.m. on Tuesday. But nonetheless, WBOI's Barb Anguiano put a nice reader together that you can find on WBOI.org and find more information about that. But once you get past the CIB, that's a pretty good sign, and they were in favor of the project, so now the project will move forward.
I know Councilman Yale had concerns about the budget due to unfinished, or I guess you could say not even started projects in his district, but the budget passed before the deadline. Any items listeners should know about that stuck out to you?
Well, Councilman Yale was very active ahead of the budget debates, and he brought forward some very, very good points. He still voted against the measure because basically his argument was we could be more fiscally responsible within our means. Neighborhoods also being another thing that he feels has been neglected by the administration. Nonetheless, as you mentioned, the budget did pass. There were about $5.3 million in proposed cuts. $750,000 ended up getting cut from the proposed budget, so it wasn't too significant. As far as specific line items, we're going to see paid family leave go into effect for city employees now. That was something that's kind of been building for a long time. Other than that, really business as usual for the city of Fort Wayne.
Let's talk about passenger rail lines. I've traveled on the Amtrak from the stop at Waterloo, but you covered a meeting about a possible passenger train route that would include Fort Wayne. Where does that project stand now?
Yeah, this is certainly not news to anyone who's been following the passenger rail, because as early as 2014, we've started hearing, okay, this is something we can do. 2016, we finally got official word that this was something that the city would look into. Now we're finding out that the pre-environmental survey that allows the city to have a foot in the door for federal funding, that's almost complete. And some public forums needed to be held in order for that to happen. Those were held in the final week of October. And we have found that it takes a long time for this to happen. It's a very long, deliberate process. If the city of Fort Wayne were to get a passenger rail service restored, and the rail service in question would connect Chicago to Fort Wayne to Columbus, Ohio, it would take about 8 to 10 years for that to happen. So it's quite a ways away, but it makes sense when you think about it. You have to secure federal funding. You have to repair the track itself. You have to repair the stations on the way. When you consider all that, 8 to 10 years seems like a long time, but it does add up as probably the length. So we're still a long ways away, but conversations are happening and progress is being made very slowly, but very surely.
Last thing before we conclude our time here, at the end of the month, Fort Wayne City Councilman Jeff Paddock, Glenn Hines, and John Crawford held a meeting about hate crimes. NPR has covered the aftermath of the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh extensively, but this meeting was scheduled before that even happened. How are our local councilmen approaching this issue?
Well, Indiana, as many of our listeners, I'm sure, have heard from Indiana Public Broadcasting's reporting, Indiana is one of only five states that does not have statewide hate crimes legislation. This has come up several times in the General Assembly over the last few years. Governor Eric Holcomb has stated that he is open to the discussion on hate crimes legislation. That is something that the city of Fort Wayne is trying to facilitate. They want to have a hate crimes resolution within their city council boundaries in the city of Fort Wayne boundaries to kind of push along the idea for the state to say, hey, Fort Wayne supports this, you should support this too. South Bend has done a similar thing, so have a number of other communities in Northeast Indiana. And the conversation on October 30th was essentially from community leaders to discuss why such a legislation is necessary. It was a very thoughtful conversation, and the reason that the city of Fort Wayne is doing a resolution and not passing any laws itself, any punishments for individuals who were to commit hate crimes, that's a state law that needs to be passed in order for that to happen. So, but the city is taking a proactive step, informing the state that, hey, we support this too.
Zach Bernard, thank you so much for your time.
Ben, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
There's still more to come from the October News Roundup on WBOI Presents. Thank you for listening.